This is the SML Podcast.
Look at that big ass man.
Hello, big ass man.
Oh my god.
What's up, everybody? I'm small.
Hi, I'm medium.
I'm large, and medium's back.
Yeah.
Our temporary medium upgraded to interim medium. Who was gone medium.
No, he was...
And we had ginger medium.
He was our promoted medium, and then he
went away. The next week I was gone. Or no, gone. Like 2 weeks
and
later.
And then we had, asshole. What was it, Victor? Who, I can't remember what bullshit name we gave him.
Ginger?
You know, like 38-40 or 30
something. Something like that. And then
36-24-36.
Then we had Italian medium and soulless ginger medium.
Yep, something like that.
Also...
I listened to them on the way down from Bloomsburg yesterday. Because I didn't bother listening to them when they came out.
You suck.
Hey, I listened to them, though. And I downloaded it off of... Joe Cam.
Download the MP3s? All right, people are using the MP3s.
Oh. I had to, because I just like... I tossed it on my phone, and I'm like,
person.
Oh, wait, I got like an hour drive from Bloomsburg down here. It's perfect.
Pretty much.
And
what are your thoughts on the amount of music? Like, do you like that we're doing two or three songs at the end instead of just one?
Because I got through the first one. Was at one point, it kind of sounded like a Sonic remix or something, maybe?
Possibly.
I just know the jingle.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, that was Super Mario Land.
Well, I fucking, whatever. I haven't played that in forever.
That was Jax from last week.
Yeah, and then after that was some Arrival, I believe.
That's catchy as shit.
Yeah.
It's like a stuff.
And then I got my Wub Wub on, and it was fun.
It was the first for the show.
I know. It was the first time I actually played a dubstep song in my vehicle.
Could have seen Tim getting nerve punched in the face.
Chris would almost kill that guy too, which is funny.
Dude, in all seriousness, like not to be like I don't know, like a friend throw
the mic away from Peter and towards me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're like especially quiet today.
Yeah, it's because I'm still a little tired. The past week I've been kind of sluggish.
Meh. But not to be a friend, bro. But if I was like down at that show and then I like I just turned around and I saw you get hit, I probably would have went berserk.
Chris
real bad.
Chris didn't realize it was me who got hit.
So he was just laughing.
No, he was like, oh shit, that kid got hit in the face, and he when he found out it was me, he's like, oh shit. He's like, if I were there, I would have been on that fucker. And it didn't help that he looked like the kid who danced out in front of the store, the Liberty Tax kid.
Oh.
That we all hated. He looked like him, so Chris would have
been. So he probably would have just been like
destroyed. Anyway, enough testosterone, I guess. So what did you think? You weren't here for the discussion, but what do you think about the systems now that they're announced, still don't know everything?
I texted in.
I know, but I want to know.
My whole thing is, I understand.
Penis.
See, I'm taking the whole thing into consideration.
Penis.
Of listening to both of you guys banter last week.
It's taking the whole penis in.
So I'm taking it all into consideration. I understand where you're coming from with the whole innovation side of it, and I agree with, your logic.
Yes.
However,
as you should.
However, I could give two fucks about TV. And the integration of that type of media,
especially because you need TV anyway.
Right. I don't own. I don't pay for cable. I don't literally. If I watch a TV show, it's on my computer.
It's at my house with me.
Or it's with you.
Because you never watch anything.
No. Because all I do is I listen to music and I play video games.
He still hasn't
TV
seen
and movies.
He still hasn't seen Star Wars.
Any of them. No. And I don't really
but
care.
That's just
I've
weird.
Seen them, but I'm not huge into them.
I know, but the fact is that, how do you go through your life without accidentally seeing one of them?
At least one
Dude,
of them.
Dude, but you know what? And this is where I come at with that, all right? I've heard so many of the references, and it's been referenced in so many different fucking pop culture things. And I kind of get the gist of the movie anyway. Do I really have to sit down and fucking watch it?
I think all he needs to do is play the Lego Star Wars games, and he's set.
And I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I pretty much know the storyline, and I've never seen a minute of the movie in my life. Because everybody's like, well, this happened, and I'm going to reference this and this thing, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, isn't that fucking cool? I'm like, nah, I'm good, dude. Like, I know what happened.
You got to Family Guy once, too.
You got to cut that sound bite out that he just did and set it to him so he could use it as, like, a text tone or something.
But yeah, going back to the console.
X-Bone.
Yeah, so I could give two fucks about, you know, the whole TV integration and media integration. I'm glad that they're actually doing something with the Kinect, because there is a lot of potential there, but I want to see exactly how they're going to, you know, implement it in some of the games. The technology is better. I just want to see where they go with it.
Is flat out impressive.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Based on what we've seen.
Now, I don't know if you guys caught, there's a video online of someone messing around with a Kinect sensor and an Oculus Rift.
No, haven't seen that.
Where it puts it, they're using it just for 3D spacing.
Yeah.
So there's no actual, like, you know, rendered stuff to look at. But it's basically like the guy has the Oculus Rift on, and it shows the signal being sent from it. And he looks down and he looks at his arm, and there's an outline of his arm from the Kinect.
Huh.
And then he looks down at his other arm, and it's just, and he's moving, like, you know, he's moving his arms around, and it picks everything up in the Oculus Rift from the Kinect sensor. And it's fucking nuts, man. Like, because he literally looks down and he
like
sees his whole body.
Like,
yeah.
Put my arm out in front of me, and it's my arm.
Right. So it's,
I don't even need a headset for that.
So that's kind of fucking ridiculous, which is going to be really awesome. Obviously, I think I need to see a lot more when it comes to E3. And that's between the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox, because right now, I mean, I know that they're going to have those individual IPs and everything like that, that are exclusive to the Xbox One. Also, name is fucking horrendous. But, you know, it really comes down to games to me. I could give, you know, really give two shits about how they're going to integrate everything else in. When I buy a console, it's for playing games.
Yeah.
So all I care about is the games. So we'll see where it goes from that. So
it's all up in the air for me, because really, like, everyone, I wrote an article on Save Continue about how I was underwhelmed and I was really unhappy with the Xbox One presentation. And because at the very beginning I mentioned that I thought the PS4 reveal was lackluster, I was labeled an Xbox fanboy, and I was shitting on the PS4 just to cause controversy, where 95% of that article was saying how much I hated the Xbox One reveal and how let down I was by everything.
Yeah.
Yet I was still labeled the Xbox fanboy.
Like I said, I hated both. I was just like, I'm like, meh, 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 meh.
Everyone's like, well, PS4 showed all these games and all this stuff, and they had all this tech talk. I'm like, if that conference was hour...
All these? Like, all five of them?
Yeah, they showed, like, five games, like, and yeah, none of them were interesting.
Like, they're like, oh, they showed Killzone and Infamous and that racing game and then that Jonathan Blow game. I'm like, none of those interested
me. The Jonathan Blow game that he said doesn't have gameplay?
Yeah, it was,
and it's
just
like
a video.
And I was like, well, no. He's like, the game's not really a game. And I'm like, then what the fuck? Like,
yeah, then why are you showing me this? I don't care.
If it's not a game, what is it then? Like, I'm not playing it. Is it a movie? Am I watching a movie? Am I watching a movie that I get to
it's
just
like
move
those
around?
Goosebumps, like, pick a page things.
But that's still a game then. You're still playing.
Yeah, you're still picking things.
Yeah, it just fucking annoyed the shit out of me.
Everyone's saying that Sony showed actual games at their conference. The problem is none of them meant anything to me. The only one I would have cared about was Diablo if it wasn't already out for a year on the PC.
Right.
Didn't already own it.
Here's what I think the topic this week is going to be. And stop me if I'm wrong here. But Nintendo.
Yeah, because I want to see if Nintendo, like, comes up to E3 with some crazy shit.
No, here's the best thing about it that you might not have heard is that Nintendo's bringing E3 to us.
Oh, that's right, yeah, with the whole Best Buy thing.
It's not here.
It's not here, but I do have
Allentown.
The list. They have a bunch of them. One of them's Allentown.
Allentown is actually
King of Prussia.
The Wednesday, the 12th. I was thinking we take the show down to Allentown that
Wednesday. Take the show on
the road. We'll go down there, go to Best Buy from, what is it, 4 to 8 or whatever it is on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to want to get there at like 4 the day before. Wait in line to play Smash Brothers for 2 seconds.
I don't think they're going to have Smash Brothers.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I think Smash Brothers will be next year.
No, they are. They said that they're going to be showing it.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure they're going to show it, but did they say it's going to be playable? I'm fully expecting the intro video. That's what I'm expecting.
I know. Place your bets. Place your bets.
We go down there. We spend 4 hours.
I want waiting in line playable.
To play a game. Then we go to CC's to eat and record there.
I can't have anything there.
You can have salad.
They can make you whatever you want. Yeah. You realize?
You can walk order up and any be like, pizza you want.
You walk up and go, I just want the bread.
And they'll make it.
I just want the bread.
And they'll be
make
like,
me a pizza without the pizza, just the bread.
You could be like, I want bread and hummus, and they'll run out to the store and get hummus
and buy hummus.
And they'll put it
that'd
on
be,
pizza.
That'd be awesome. That actually,
the marshmallow and pepperoni.
Yeah. No, I'm down for that. I mean, as long as I don't get fucking scheduled for this band thing that got canceled today. Because I wasn't supposed to be here again.
Well,
because you a bitch.
Here's the interesting thing about Nintendo's position right now is, so the Xbox got announced, Sony stock goes up, Wii U sales in Europe go up on Amazon over 800%.
Yeah.
And they went up in the U.S. over like 200% too, which means three people probably bought a Wii U.
Here's the thing though, like, if Nintendo actually supports it with good games,
which they've always done,
well, whether at least first party,
they've done
first party,
you're not taking into account the timeline they release those though.
Yeah, the timeline.
It's like here's
sucks,
a Mario game once a year, okay. And it's like Mario Galaxy, woo, and then they're like Mario Galaxy 2, woo, whereas like back in the day. Look at the fucking GameCube. It was here's Mario Sunshine, here's Metroid Prime. Like, they had a lot of really good, unique titles coming out all the time that were classics.
See, I think...
Like, Mario Galaxy will never be...
If people give the Wii U a chance and actually buy one, okay, I think Nintendo would be more inclined to take steps into developing more first party titles, because right now with their sales being like meh, would you really want to spend all the resources to be like, well, let's put a game out on a system that like we don't know if it's really doing that well?
Well, no,
I think if you're Nintendo, yes, because they want people to buy it, so they're gonna make shit for it.
I
think, like, look at the N64. When the N64 came out, there were two games for what, 4 months? There were two launch titles,
Pilot Wings and Mario,
and that was it for months.
Yeah.
And they still made more games. I mean, it's going to happen.
Well,
and I think this year's E3 is...
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm saying from a standpoint, like, if you gave me $500 right now and you said pick a next-gen console, I would pick the Wii U.
Because it's out.
Well, no, 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 no.
I would pick the Wii U.
Hold on. I would pick the Wii U just because people are, you know... Not taking this into consideration either. I showed you the picture of it. I travel a decent amount, okay? If I really wanted to, I could bring my Wii U in a car and plug it into the car and use the gamepad and play all of my games as I would want to.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Pretty much all of them on the gamepad whenever I want.
Yeah.
Would I be able to... I would have to... if I brought one of these other next-gen consoles, I could go on the road. I'd have to make sure that I have a TV. I'd have to have the plug for the TV. I'd have to have the plug for the console. Literally, all I'd have to do is just plug in the console.
But what you could do is you could get to that hotel, plug your Xbox One into the TV, and you could be like, bitch, where's my Game of Thrones? And it would fucking, it'd be like, oh, it's right here, and it would fucking put it up.
And then you realize you forgot your Kinect at home.
Yeah.
And your system's like,
I can't turn on.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, wait, I have to connect to the server, depending on how much I have to send to the server, because the internet at the hotel is really shitty. It's going to take you five hours to install.
All it has to do is it has to ping the server. You don't have... It doesn't have to send a huge information packet. It has to go.
It has
that's still the... The server goes, are you legit? And it goes, too legit to quit.
Yeah, but it checks everything on the console, too. The whole point of it pinging back and forth is so that it makes sure that everything on it is
gonna
legit.
All that's going to be is a string of numbers that gets generated. It's just going to be.
I don't think it's going to be a 20-minute chat.
It's not going to be a 20-minute chat, but at the same time, when you've got a really shitty internet connection, it might take you longer than you anticipated.
It's not going to be check disk. It's going to be... What it's going to be is each thing you have on your hard drive, each thing that's saved on your hard drive is going to generate a unique code that is based off of what they want that code to be, off of their personal algorithm. Okay. And then it's just going to... It's going to literally be like a small text file. It's going to be a few kilobytes. And it's going to go, boop! And then it's going to go, boop! And then you're good. Nobody can see the hand motions. Is all this stuff even confirmed yet?
Because it sounds like...
No, it's not confirmed. That's just
logic. A lot
of
the details, Microsoft is like starting to... kind of like change their tune a bit on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
or it's not even they're changing their tune. It's just details came out and Microsoft never announced or clarified anything. So people make up their own reality. And there is a lot of misinformation going out.
Oh, there's
there.
A ton
about
the Xbox
One.
I think they have a huge chance going into E3. That's already a huge step backwards for them.
Yeah. I think they have a huge chance going into E3 to blow it out of the water with the fact that they're like, we got all that bullshit out of the way. We know what we need to focus on now.
Yeah.
We know the reaction to the system. And everybody's like, well, if they did this, it would have been perfect. I would have bought it. Now they're like, yes.
Guess what? E3, motherfucker.
Yeah. And now Sony's like, everybody was just disappointed and we did everything we could. Because that's... I mean,
I think the biggest bit of misinformation that's pissing me off is the people who go online and adamantly, like, insist... The Xbox One.
Yeah, right.
Will not play a used game without you paying a fee of the full price of the game. Which Microsoft has come out and said no.
Yeah, that's false.
Yeah.
Well, how about people?
Who would even possibly think that would be correct?
Back to Nintendo.
One more thing on the used game thing.
You're a faggot.
Yeah, I know. How everybody's shitting all over Microsoft for there possibly being fees for the Xbox One. Mm. And now all this information's coming out that the PS4 might be the same way.
And the
only thing Sony has said since day one is that the PS4 will play used games.
Well, they did say something today.
What did they say
today?
They're making
fun of... Shuhei Yoshida, the president, came out and he put a tweet saying... what was it? Hold on, I'll pull it up. Because you'll laugh at this. This is a funny news story.
Because the only thing that I saw...
Funny side note.
No, no more side notes. We gotta get on track.
The Wii U, you can buy used games at GameStop.
You can buy disappointing used games at GameStop. You are correct.
And Lego City Undercover.
If it's not
that game
party,
was so much fucking fun. Yeah. I only played like 5 minutes of it, and I'm like,
so,
I need it.
The news article on Kotaku was, Sony president trolls everyone. And this is what it was. Everybody's talking about Sony possibly having DRM, and PlayStation fans have been putting up like a Twitter campaign.
Yeah, I saw about that.
You know, PS4, no DRM.
This is really fucking
so
funny.
So Shuhei Yoshida came out and said, Death Ray Manta coming to PlayStation Vita, DRM.
You didn't see the other one?
All the people, no.
No, like, the other one was... to all you PlayStation 4 fans, I have been listening. There will be no Dr. Mario on.
Yeah, but they're like, somebody else is like, PlayStation Vita will have DRM. It's a game coming to Vita called Death Ray Manta. Like, they're just trolling people now.
But, was that the official Sony Twitter?
Yeah,
like,
that was Shuhei Yoshida. It's the president.
Nice.
But anyway, with Nintendo, the interesting ploy about what they're doing with Best Buy. This is the most hardcore gamer-centric thing any company's done in years.
Years, yeah.
This is Nintendo saying, hardcore gamers obviously want to play these games, and they can't go to E3, so we'll bring E3 to them. Like, we will put these games in your hands. That's why I think they're going to have Smash Brothers, because they announced Smash Brothers over a year ago. They have something
to
show.
They didn't.
Dude, imagine
announce
how many,
it. They confirmed it exists.
Let me tell you this, the company who's working on it.
Let me tell you this. If they had a playable demo of that game on the Wii U, tell me that every single person that went to a Best Buy just to check this shit out
would leave
with a fucking Wii U. There'd be
impromptu tournaments being held and stuff. Probably. It'd be brutal.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's one of those things where Nintendo could seriously knock it out of the park so much so that people would be like, Wii U's the best thing ever!
I honestly don't think that Smash is going to be one of the games.
Well, here's,
I hope to God it is.
Well, even if it's not, what they're doing with this is there's a lot of gamers out there who are like, whatever, fuck Nintendo. You know, they don't care anymore. They're completely disillusioned with them. So what's going to happen is during E3, there's going to be so much hype blown around. People are going to be hyped for video games.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, a lot of people are going to go, oh man, I live close to that Best Buy. Let's go and check these games out. They're going to go and check these games out, even if they're people who never wanted to go near a Wii U. And as soon as they finally actually play the Wii U, they're going to be impressed with it, because that's what that system is once you have it in your hands, it's impressive.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I think a lot of people's minds will change once they put their hands on the controller, because I think a lot of people look at the controller in commercials and advertisements
yeah,
and they're
girl,
like,
what is that?
That thing's bulky and heavy and stupid. Then they'll get their hands on it and be like, this is actually pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. It's very light.
The screen is gorgeous.
It's ridiculously light. I couldn't get over that when the first time you handed that one over.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was here when you had it. And I'm like, holy fuck, man. Like, I could probably hold this with, like, two fingers and just kind of, like,
and use your nose and use your nose to poke the screen with it, the touchscreen.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's the hardcore focus of them doing this is, you know, interesting. I think that's a good ploy to kind of bring people back to look at them. Because right now, developers are backing away from it. The public is backing away from Nintendo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all they need is some killer games. I mean, the problem is that the system is underpowered. But if they bring some solid games to it, they could really rein that back in.
Here's another thing that you guys aren't necessarily taking into consideration with the step that they did to put the stuff into the Best Buy. How many people do you know just randomly walk into a Best Buy on a day-to-day basis?
Me and Joe.
Nerds.
I'm saying like non-gamers even. Like just how many people just randomly go up into a Best Buy?
Lots.
A shit ton.
Yeah.
So that foot traffic that they're going to get, the natural foot traffic that no other gaming company is going to get through E3 unless you're hardcore into gaming, all those casual people that are like, oh, wow, these are all the new things that are coming out. Well, this looks really interesting. Maybe we should pick one of those up. And they're just and it's just fucking on the whim. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of consumers that will literally just see something cool and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to grab that. And that's it. That's all it takes.
It's not like Wii U demo units are a new thing. It's just going to be these
However,
E3
when you see
games.
Groups of people that are around them, you're going to be like, well, what is this?
Maybe I should take
and then
notes.
You're going to be like, and then you're going to go over and be like, well, this looks interesting.
I just wonder
what
if Nintendo
are they
has
so
any sort of panic.
I can play Zumba on this.
I wonder if Nintendo has any sort of panic right now, because they know that their system is extremely underperforming.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they were building Smash Brothers and there's some guy in the company going,
yes,
just show it at E3, and you're ready. Because it's not just, they're doing a 3DS version
and a Wii U
version.
That are allegedly going to release at the same time.
Yeah, which would be intense.
Yeah.
Which means I have a game for my 3DS now, yay!
I don't know. I really hope Smash comes out this year, but I don't think it will.
Dude, well, think about it. That could be Nintendo's strat right now. So they're like, let's release our system
a
year earlier than the other guys, so we can price drop it right when they drop theirs with a huge lineup of the Mario Wii U game, like the legit Mario Wii U game, Smash Brothers. What were the other ones?
Dude, the Zelda one looks fucking...
Wind Waker HD, I don't think it's coming out this year, though, is it?
I think it is.
I think it is.
Wind Waker's this fall.
Yeah, so that...
New Wii U Zelda game is still a couple years away.
They said that they're probably going to announce that or show that.
I'm sure we'll see Mario Kart this year.
Dude, okay. Mario Kart would...
Mario Kart's
Bricks would be shat.
Have you seen any of the rumors about what they're doing at E3?
Not at all.
The rumor, which sounds plausible, about Mario Kart is it's going to be a Wii U port of Mario Kart 7. I mean, Mario Kart 7's a great game, but I hope it's more than just a Wii U port.
Yeah.
What they need to do is, like, you know, Ultimate Mario Kart. Or is this like...
I think what they need to do is Nintendo needs to get on board the DLC train and eventually have every fucking Mario Kart track ever
made.
Well,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Downloadable. What they need to do is they need to have a secret character and it needs to be Sonic and he doesn't have a kart.
The rumor is Sonic would
Dude, that would be awesome!
He just runs.
I saw another rumor. This one sounds absolutely impossible that it would ever happen. I'd love to see it happen because it'd be a hell of a shock.
I'm ready.
Retro working on a new Star Tropics.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Like, how's that for out of left field?
Yeah, wow.
I don't think I could believe that one, but it's interesting if it would happen.
Do they still own Rare?
No. Microsoft Rare's owns Rare.
Been with Microsoft since the Xbox.
You would know that if you listened to the podcast.
Since the Xbox One.
I get it.
No, they put out a game on the Kinect. Rare's still around. Microsoft owns them. They just haven't done anything. Like, they haven't pushed them anywhere to do anything good. And
I'm trying to think
all the
of, like,
original
who,
people are gone.
Who
so.
Does Nintendo have as far as, like, what third party publishers really work with Nintendo other than Capcom?
Nobody anymore.
Ubisoft has been pretty on board with them.
Yeah, they have, actually. Between Rayman
but
and...
Ubisoft's been on board with, like, everybody.
Yeah,
Ubisoft's
are kind of whores.
Ubisoft realized what every game, every third-party publisher should at some point is, wait, if our game's on every system, we sell more copies. Like, this is amazing.
Shockingly, Warner Brothers has been a big partner lately, too.
Yeah.
Between Scribblenauts, Injustice, Batman...
I think
even though the Injustice DLC isn't showing up till the summer, but whatever, at least it's coming.
Yeah.
Nintendo's best publisher, though, is themselves. They need
Definitely.
To do something. They
need to tickle EA's balls again and get some attention from EA back. People might hate EA, but look at their stable of games. There's a lot of
titles. I will say this, if they finally made Escape 4... Wee-hoo! I would fucking buy that in a heartbeat.
Did you buy Tony Hawk Shred?
No.
Did you get the little plastic skateboard?
No, I played Top Skater when I was younger. That was good enough.
I played Skater for Shred. Bitch.
No. Top Skater.
Was it in the arcade?
Huh?
Top Skater in the arcades.
No.
You never saw that?
No, I did.
Yeah, it played nothing but Pennywise songs. there was all three of them. no, it was awesome
had
because it had rails on the side to hold on to, so you wouldn't fall off.
Oh, wait, yes, I do remember
there
this.
There was
now.
One
I
up in the mall
that,
up here.
Yeah.
I literally used to play it all the fucking time. So when that Tony Hawk came out, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be like Top Skater. Oh, no, it's not. Because like,
oh
if they literally would have just made Top Skater, I'd have been like, yeah!
Let me bring you back.
I'm ready.
The fucking Fist of the North Star game arcade.
If Wii U made like fucking like two posts that you just like put up in your living room that like yeah.
We used to call that the Hep game because we'd have to bleach it down because everybody would bust their knuckles open playing the fucking
yep.
I never saw that game.
I used to buy tape and fucking tape my knuckles up and go and play.
Because you can't wear it. They give you like these knuckle
but they
like
hurt.
Gloves, but they hurt worse than actually hitting it with your hands. Like
we used to call it the Hep game.
I need to find
Somebody
one of those.
Gonna get hip
when I get rich and famous, your job is to find me one of those so I can buy it and you come over and play it all the time.
Oh, dude, I gotta work out for that game.
That is your workout.
I know, right? Jesus Christ. Dude, I used to, like, leave the arcade, my arms would not be able to move.
Mm-hmm. True story.
We need a berserk game. Try to lift the sword.
Yeah, right? Swing this sword.
Could make that Final Fantasy VII.
The room would have to be fucking like it'd have to take place in a gymnasium or something.
Exactly.
For you to swing the sword. And,
speaking of Berserk.
Oh yeah.
Why can't we have a new Berserk game? Who owns the rights to them?
Oh god, I have no idea. That's over there. Joe is a Japanese PS2.
Nice.
Because I got. The Japanese Berserk game, Berserk's like favorite anime. This game never came out in the States. And it kind of plays like a cross between Metal Gear Revengeance and God of War.
Nice.
So.
It reminds me, I gotta mod my PS2 again. Get a hard drive for it.
The other little PS2 on top of it is a modded PS2.
Well, no, I have one of the fat ones. and my buddy hooked me up with some kind of save file you put on the memory card.
Yep.
And you just play shit off a hard drive.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with the little one. It's got the bootloader bay on it, which I'll show you. It's pretty neat.
Word life. Not right now.
No, it's a gaming podcast. We're talking about video games.
They can't see it.
No, but we can talk about it.
No, I want to talk about Nintendo.
This doesn't.
Well, then get back on track.
This doesn't make for interesting listening.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll show it to you, and you keep your mouth shut and keep talking about Nintendo.
Wow, this is a really cool PS2. A little loader bay on it. Does it pull up, or do you have to push something?
Well, I thought we didn't want to talk about it now.
We've
crossed that bridge. Yeah. So basically, what it is for the viewers at home who can't view us because your internet connection's too slow and your Xbox can't connect.
Xbox Kinect.
And I said Kinect in there. Did you see that?
No.
It's a slim PS2. But on the lid where the disc it's got a disc-sized flap that opens up and a little hole so you can actually forcibly pop it open without ejecting the disc.
Put your fingers in the hole.
And the whole point behind this is so that you can put a bootloader disc in, have it load its custom ROM or whatever, and then you can open the thing to remove the disc and put in your burned game or your Japanese game without actually ejecting it and causing the system to reboot again. Which is cool as shit.
True
cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Yay.
And then the Berserk game.
Yeah, Berserk.
Which I cannot wait to rip shit apart in this game.
Dude, you know what Nintendo really needs to do? Wii U Dokapan!
Oh, God. Dude, if there's a Japanese Wii U Dokapan...
I don't think that's up to Nintendo.
If there's a Japanese Wii U Dokapan game that comes out, I will import the shit out of that.
We need that.
They have been making Dokapan games since the original Game Boy. All the way up to the Wii. So that's... Since forever.
I think we went over this in week 2.
Yes,
like
so, I mean...
So Wii U, if you don't have one already...
causing interference again, that's nuts.
If you're,
dude, you're gonna get cancer from that phone.
Sweet.
Yeah. If Nintendo, if you don't already have a Wii U Dokapan, get on it.
It's just when you come, like, here-ish. Like, sweet. Do it again. Now go away. Do it again. Go away. Yeah, you'll hear it now. When you
That was my new phone, guys.
He has a Windows phone.
So okay,
he's an Xbox.
So what? Let me ask you this.
I've gotten so many achievements on this.
He got phone achievements. Let me ask you this: what games, like for you, what would you really want to see Nintendo produce as far as a first-party title that you know there hasn't been any announcement or rumor of? Like, think of something that you think would be like the holy grail of, oh my god, if they release this. I'm gonna poop.
Earthbound HD, but that'll never happen.
They're already giving you Earthbound at least, so they're working their way up.
I would honestly love to see them finally announce an American localized version of Mother 3.
Okay.
I know it probably would be for 3DS over the Wii U, but make a Mother collection. 1, 2, and 3 all on
Mother.
One card. I would love to see that.
I've never played any of them. That's RPG, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm not... Like, those old-school RPGs, I can't get into them.
You gotta give it a try.
The only one I was able to... two that I was able to get into were the Zelda games and...
I wouldn't call Zelda an RPG.
Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger was the only
Zelda's
one...
Zelda's an RPG.
It's more action RPG.
Yeah, it's a different style of RPG.
That's action adventure. I wouldn't call that RPG at all.
It's an RPG.
No. It's a RPG.
You're a whore.
Chrono Trigger. The only reason why I was able to get into it is because it was one of those kind of things where it's like my brother and I played it at the same time. So I just kind of like sat back and said like, yeah, you might want to do that. And then, so it was kind of like a group effort. So that was the only reason why I was able to get through that. So I guess technically I didn't even get through it. I kind of like backseat gamed
that
my
works.
Way through Chrono Trigger, but I made Jordan play it. Jordan's actually really into like RPGs, like
okay,
the Dragon's
Wikipedia
Quest.
Okay, classes it as action adventure. So I cede my point to you. Yeah. Sir.
Okay.
Because that you know even back in the NES days that was their adventure series lineup.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of like the Super Nintendo one because the Super Nintendo one, Link to the Past, I feel would be closer to an RPG. Because
I wouldn't, but
it has elements. It has
action adventure RPG.
There you go.
To me, when I hear RPG, I think experience points.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that.
You're gaining real-world experience points in that game. Right?
On your phone.
on your Windows phone.
Man, if they had Nintendo shit on a Windows phone, I would... That'd be awesome.
Nintendo needs to come out with a phone.
A Nintendo phone?
No, what Nintendo...
The Nintendo phone.
Nintendo needs to just fucking...
You know what needs to come back?
Put their shit on their phone.
You know what needs to come back? The N-Gage.
Right?
N-Gage.
Check out what I just won on eBay. Speaking of the N-Gage. So, at E3 2006, they had a competition involving the N-Gage. Some sort of tournament that I have not found the details of yet.
Oh, no.
So, they gave out medals to the winners. I just went on eBay for $10 after shipping. That's the other one I'm watching right now. Somebody put up another one. A gold medal for the tournament from E3.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, there's another one up there right now. I'm going to try to win all of them.
Damn.
So then I have Monopoly. Nobody else bid on these. Don't make this go live for another 3 days and 2 hours.
We'll see.
Something like that, maybe. Yeah, all right. So Nintendo game, you've got yours.
I want to see another 2D Metroid game. That's what I want.
Either MD
do it
for you.
Dude, imagine if you were to take...
Do it for you.
Imagine if you were to take, like, a Metroid game and stylized it almost kind of how the newer 2D side-scrolling Castlevania games were. Like, just the way that the newer pixel-arted kind of thing.
Yeah, Metroid.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe? No?
I would like it, but... I don't know, Metroid Prime was amazing. Those games were absolutely amazing.
They were. It's just I
would like to see them do something fresh.
Like how fresh?
Metroid RPG, like Final Fantasy.
Freaky fresh.
Oh my god.
Give Square Enix the Metroid license and let's see what they do.
Dude, imagine if Nintendo ended up doing with all their cross character things like the Smash Brothers. Imagine if they did like a game like kind of how that what was the thing that you showed me like 2 weeks ago where it was like you played through Nintendo you played through Mario levels but you were able to be like the guy from Contra or Mega Man.
Did that
or,
come Super out? Mario crossover.
Imagine if like Nintendo actually made like a Super Mario crossover game.
That'd be insane. That would be cool.
Like, if they could that would actually be really fucking nuts. Get. Cause think of it as like
awesome.
Think of it as you did the storyline for what was it, Melee? What was the newest one? Brawl. The storyline for Brawl, where it was like you're constantly swapping in between characters and
doing
all
this
stuff.
Yeah, that was fun.
Imagine if they did something like that, but it was a platformer.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fucking nuts. That'd be really, really cool.
Yeah, as for the Metroid thing, I just feel like they could do almost like they could do something like Prime or even 2D, but I'd like to see them start opening up the universe more. I'd like to see
it doesn't seem like they really explored, like, the lore of...
It'd be cool if, and this is actually kind of strange for me to say because I never even finished the game, but it'd be cool if they kind of did it with a flair of Dead Space 3 where there's multiple areas, like almost multiple planets, like you're in a solar system and there's a bigger, there's something big going on and you're going from, you almost have like a Super Metroid level or game on each planet, and you're going through.
Cool.
You're going through and trying to figure out this whole overall mystery.
Yeah.
And then you gather all the Dragon Balls, and then you go to this one main thing. No, I agree though.
You're
I think it would be cool
person.
To kind of like. I know, but no, I agree. Metroid is definitely one that they kind of have to bring back. I'm trying to think of like other.
What would you like to see revisited? You brought it up. What series would you like to see brought back? Or what would you like
Wrecking
to see
Crew.
Nintendo do?
They need to bring back Wrecking Crew. They need Wario and Waluigi being the stars of a new Wrecking Crew
That'd
game.
Be cool.
That would be... And it,
that
it would
be
fit
cool.
so well because those the sprites that they had for that looked like Bizarro Mario and Bizarro Luigi. So they could resurrect that and just do a like a fun Wrecking Crew game with Wario and Waluigi.
I
don't know who owns the license. I'd love to see another Wizards and Warriors.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, because a lot of the problem is a lot of the games that I think of are ones that aren't Nintendo exclusive ones.
Ooh.
Like they're ones that were just
I got it.
On the console.
Quest 64 too.
You're a bad man.
I'm trying to think. Well, since Rare isn't with them, so I can't see anything like that. Even though they still have... Well, they do have the Donkey Kong stuff, but they're doing that more so like the 3D... The 3DS ones. Like, they make, like, Donkey Kong Country Returns or something like that.
Yeah, it was based off the Wii game, which is a throwback to the SNES Donkey Kong Countries.
Yeah. I mean, I like what they've been doing with those. If they did another one of those, I'd be pretty happy. Like, Wii U version of that. Because I thought that the Wii one was really, really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, I like, you know, you think of your staples. Like, I would enjoy another Kirby game, not Epic Yarn. Because Epic Yarn, I played a little bit of it. I enjoyed it a little bit, but it was super fucking quick. And it, after a while, the stylized, like, I like that they tried to take a different approach to it, but, like, my eyes just couldn't adjust to certain things at, well, at a certain point.
Did you play what was the last one? Return to Dreamland or something like that?
No,
the
I didn't.
The latest one that came out on the Wii. That was more of, like, a traditional Kirby game. Traditional visuals, all that other stuff.
2D?
Yeah.
What if they did a 3D one? Kind of like how Super Mario 64 was.
No.
Because I think that would be kind of interesting. Even if they didn't even have to, like... They wouldn't even have to develop it, like, super crazy. Like, even if it was on the same level as, you know, Super Mario 64, but with Kirby.
Yeah.
I think that would kind of... Because I enjoy Kirby games. I always thought there was the interesting mechanic of being able to, like, you know, choose enemies and just, like, you know, eat them and get... their power and stuff like that. It had all these different types of effects to it. I really liked the Yoshi Story games when I was younger.
Well, a new Yoshi's game is coming to the Wii U.
Is it like Yoshi Story?
Well, it's gonna have the kind of yarn style visuals.
Oh.
I think it looks more like patchwork or something, but it's a new Yoshi game.
Yeah, they're doing the Yoshi-centric game again.
That makes me sad.
Don't worry, Scooby. It might be good.
Rats. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, older Nintendo games.
What about you, Timothy?
What game would I like to see them bring back?
Yeah.
I just said Wrecking Crew.
What else?
What else?
Air Fortress. It's an old NES game. Started as a shmup, like a shooter, side-scrolling shooter. And then once you got through the side-scroller shooter level, you would land, and it became like a Metroidvania
style. Is that made by Nintendo?
No. Oh, did you make me play that?
I did make you play that. It was cool as shit, wasn't it?
It was fucking
weird.
And
it was nerve-wracking.
It was very nerve-wracking, actually.
No, Nintendo didn't make it. It was just something from the NES. First party-wise...
See, that's the problem. I'm having a hard...
Fortune Street 2.
I'm having a hard time figuring out, like, what was actually first party. Because there was a lot of stuff that they would put out, like... on a regular basis, but it wasn't technically first party. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm having a hard time trying to remember.
I mean, there's a lot of old franchises that I like that I think could be updated and could be cool, but...
Like what?
Well, Air Fortress, Wrecking Crew, Cobra Triangle. Cobra Triangle is brutal.
Because they did
a top-down cutesy... Or not cutesy, cartoon.
Who bought... Didn't they buy out Sega?
No, Sega's just a publisher.
They're just a publisher now?
They don't make...
So publisher. Sega can still do stuff for the Nintendo?
They can make whatever they want for Nintendo.
How about a Gunstar Heroes?
Why not?
A new Gunstar Heroes.
Shit, Air Fortress would work, because it was made by HAL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that one works.
Air Fortress is a baller.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Beat that game. I got really...
Oh, dude, you know what would be really sick? I just realized something. I mean, it's Sega, but if they were to, like, exclusively do it for the Wii U, I'd poop. Bricks? Fucking Vector Man.
That'd be cool to see new Vector Man.
When was the last time that you heard someone talk about fucking Vector Man? And I had a blast with those
considering
games.
My job all the time.
But. Well, okay, but sure. I'm talking about, like, you know, people that aren't hipsters that only want to play, like, the actual cartridges.
Yeah, normal people?
Genesis.
I
think Vector Man would be fucking sick. I honestly...
Oh, you know what I'd like to see Nintendo do real bad? Another Mario RPG game that's based off the Super Mario RPG game.
Yeah.
Yeah, storyline-wise?
The Paper Mario stuff is all fine and dandy, but goddamn, that one was cool. It really felt like you had, like, an interesting world.
Yeah.
That wasn't, like, a game. It felt like there was an actual Mushroom Kingdom, and there's all these weird characters out there and whatnot. That game was awesome.
Yeah, Nintendo and Square have been buddy-buddy again for a while. I'd love to see them just do another Mario RPG.
But they won't, because they'll give the Final Fantasy VII excuse. We need to make a better game first before we can go and revisit our other games. It's like, well, that's never going to happen, so...
So...
Either your company's going to die, or you're going to fucking remake Final Fantasy VII for us, please.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I would love to actually see the Wii U work on is
dicks.
Actually, like opening up more of the genres of their titles, because like if I went to pick up a
Wii
U right now,
hold on a sec. Open up the genres of their titles. Mario has encompassed every genre in existence. Name a genre Mario has not touched upon.
First-person shooter.
First-person shooter. Okay, there's one.
That was actually... I was
gonna be first-person shooter.
That'd be fucking retarded. No, my whole thing is like...
No! RPG. There is a Mario-based shooter.
What?
Yoshi's Safari. You use the fucking bazooka.
Yeah.
There is a Mario Mario World shooter.
The Super Scope, yeah. Holy shit.
So fuck you. Fuck you.
No, shit. my whole thing is, like, if I bought a Wii U, okay, if I wanted a legit first-person shooter that wasn't
shooter.
Call of Duty,
shooter.
What's my option?
Yoshi's Safari. No.
Man, Little Honor.
A good first-person shooter.
Metroid Prime.
No, I'm talking about the Wii U.
Metro didn't come out on that, right?
Hmm?
Metro 2033? The new one? That didn't come out?
No. It was planned, but it got scrapped. Because everybody
but,
is
okay,
up
so here's
on the
a, here's another thing. Now, because I'm going to tell you right now, even though I'm not a huge racing person, and I know they're going to do
a
Mario...
Not racist? What?
Yeah, that's racist. Right.
I know they're doing Mario Kart. However, as
I
far as
a
like a legitimate racing game, like a Forza type of thing, I know Forza's Microsoft only... But if they put out a Forza-type racing game on the Wii U, I think that would be interesting as well. Which, right now, there's...
Mario Kart Forza.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kartza.
Mario Kartza.
Mario Kartza.
You can tune the fucking air pressure in your kart's tires and stuff like that. Oh, here's another one that I'd like to see them bring back. That I'm really surprised they haven't. Diddy Kong Racing.
Well, because they have Mario Kart.
Yeah, but Diddy Kong was a different kind of, like, a completely different style.
Yeah, but from Nintendo's perspective, they're just going to go, but we have Mario Kart.
You say this to a company that launched Mario Kart on the N64 and Diddy Kong Racing on the N64. Why didn't they just go, oh, yeah. What? And that's another thing that they could probably pull out of their ass. Oh, no, they can't because it's rare.
Yeah.
Fucking Conker.
Well, no, because...
Conker. Yeah. I was going to say they could try to bring back Conker, but...
I think this goes back to, weren't we discussing this last week, that Nintendo and Microsoft should really... work out a deal to buy back Rare.
Oh, God, dude, if Nintendo had Rare back, and
I'd poop everywhere.
That's the problem with Diddy Kong Racing, actually, is that Rare made that.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't see any more of those.
Or Killer Instinct.
That's actually
There's
a big rumor
There's the big
right
rumor
now.
That that's hitting the Xbox One at E3.
That's
going to
be one of the launch titles.
If that is, then I'll be really upset, because then I'm going to want an Xbox, and that's going to be the only reason why. So, like, I won't care about
of a reason to
anything
one.
Else, and I'll just be like, ooh, Killer Instinct. Like, sorry, phone went off. I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, if rumors are to believe...
Oh, wait a minute. No, I figured it out. All right, here it is. Here's Nintendo. I hope you're listening, because this is going to be what's going to bring you out of the rubble.
I know for a fact that Nintendo, as a company, listens to our show every
week. We can send it to them. We'll send them just this clip.
They literally
message to future Joe, clip here and send to Nintendo. Nintendo,
no.
Nintendo, this is going to be your saving grace, all right? Do a console Pokemon RPG like
yeah, this
MMO
has been
thing.
About
yeah, like, you're the only person on the planet who's had this idea.
But I'm just saying, this is.
I think we've touched on this briefly.
If they did that,
too.
if they did that, that is their get out of jail free card. Let's sell a bajillion fucking.
Everybody
Wii U's.
Knows that though. Everybody knows that
People
all they need
been
to do
begging
is
for that since N64 days.
Yeah, all
so.
They got to do is they just.
Yeah, but
make
they, at least they gave them fucking Pokemon Stadium. What, like, even if
At least they gave us Hey You Pikachu.
At least, even if they were Pokemon to do a channel. New version of like, even if they were to do a new version of like Pokemon Stadium, I think it'd be really cool. And at least, and the whole like Skylanders thing, like find little figurines of all the Pokemon and put them on top of the scanner thing that's on the Wii U pad and use that to do your battles. It would be awesome.
The Wii U pad is capable of that, too.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, use that where it's like the whole Skylanders thing. Just be like, oh, yeah, go to your local retailer and buy this little Pikachu keychain.
And then you 570 different figures.
But, dude, tell me that wouldn't be a fucking cash cow for
it
them.
It would.
I'd buy it.
Everybody would buy the fuck out of that. Like, it wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, my little 5-year-old needs these Skylander toys, so I gotta get a bunch of them.
No, see what...
Like,
what,
no, it'd be like, you know, grown-ass men like us going like, yeah.
You're missing the best part about this, too. What they should do is, your 3DS is your Pokedex.
Yep.
And then you play with the Wii U or whatever, and you have a transferable, like Monster Hunter is right now, to the 3DS, so that when you're out on the go, you are a trainer with your Pokemon on your 3DS.
Yes.
If you bump into another trainer,
you can fight
them on the street where I come from.
On the streets.
Mean streets of Wolfsburg.
And then you go and you can all that progress gets re-uploaded to the main game, and you keep playing the main larger version of the game. It's such like a foolproof idea.
Yeah, that's what
I think the biggest problem are three simple letters: MMO. I don't think
They wouldn't have to make it an MMO.
Well, he mentioned MMO.
Well, it would be cool. They could. It'd be cool if they did, but even if they didn't, like,
all they'd just have to make it like Monster Rancher, where it's an MMO, but it's not really an MMO. You know, it's a multiplayer game, but it's not something like Warcraft.
Yeah.
Although if they did that, it would be smart.
Dude, you don't even have to go that big. Go to like how Diablo is.
Nintendo has always seemed so wishy-washy on wanting to make a console Pokemon, and I don't know why.
It's because they know they can keep milking it, and what's going to happen is once they start to waver, somebody's gonna go into the vault and like pick up that file of this plan and go, and blow all the dust off of it and be like,
"Oh, we talked about this in '98.
This is what we need to do." All right, let's go to that reader mail.
Reader mail. All right,
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Let's see. I have some shit in my throat.
Gross.
Joe Stratman, he is going back to 2 weeks ago when we talked about our crown jewels of our gaming collection. By the way, did you have any crown jewels of your gaming collection that you own now, or
just your Zelda 3DS? Wish you could have owned
my Zelda 3DS. I do have a Game Gear that I play every.
Would you really consider that a crown jewel of your gaming collection?
I don't have much of a gaming collection. Most of my gaming collection is pretty much on my computer or. You know,
or is there anything that you've always wanted but never got?
Oh, man. I mean, I tell you what, you know what, though?
Week, huh?
You know what? I tell you what, I really wish I got that Injustice fight stick. I made a fight stick for my 360. And that was really cool. As far as, like, you know, things that I have purchased, gaming-wise, it's, you know, my 3DS, I suppose. That's really it. I mean, like, I never made one gaming purchase and I was just like, oh my god, this is going to be, like, the greatest thing ever. Like, this is the best thing that I could possibly own to show people, like, look what I got. It was really just, other than the Zelda 3DS that I have, because apparently they're kind of hard to get, and sometimes, I don't know, they go up on eBay for a decent amount, but...
The DS or the 3DS?
The 3DS. And it kind of sucks, too, because playing that, I wish I had an XL, because I got big hands, but Jordan got it for me, and it was, like, the last one that was in this area, nice. Like, everywhere.
Funny thing is, I think GameStop.com is selling them for, like, $160 refurbished, something like that. You're not going to get the box and everything with it.
Yeah, I still have all the stuff, so...
Anyway, Henry writes, the crown jewel of my collection is no doubt my copy of the Star Fox Super Weekend Edition. The thing is, I didn't even know it was that rare until I randomly looked at the highest price ranges on Lukey Games for shits and giggles.
Wait, Star Fox what?
The Star Fox Super Weekend Edition.
What is that?
That was the where they did like the tournament editions.
And for the Super? Is it for the Super?
Super Nintendo,
okay, yeah.
I remember. And I think the only way you could get it was the Nintendo power catalog, you could send away for, I think it was $45 or something.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It says, my eyes pretty much bugged out of my head when I saw the value. Just look it up on eBay and have the holy shit moment for yourself. The thing is, I was so ignorant of its value that I put it deep in deep storage in my hometown with the Bill Laimbeer's combat basketballs of the world. Thankfully, today I have it dug out and is in my collection, hopefully there to pay off college for my kids someday. The thing goes for a good $700 on eBay.
Damn.
So, that is a definitely...
Wait, to pay for...
Yeah, well...
towards.
If you're going to community college, there's maybe a semester.
Well, yeah, you might get... I mean, like, I paid like a grand for my first semester, I think. Or a grand and a half, maybe. Something like that.
That'll pay for half of one semester.
That'll pay for like five textbooks. Something along the lines of that.
All right, let's see. Brad Hall. Oh, God. Xbox One and things. A lot of people have been saying that the new Xbox One looks like a VCR, but I don't agree with that. I think it looks more like the Panasonic 3DO. And like the 3DO, it is destined to be overpriced and overlooked. On the plus side, if we wait just a couple of years, we can all get the Xbox One games for extremely cheap.
Well,
kinda. Yeah, it kinda looks like a 3DO.
I don't know. I
think it looks
like
a big Blu-ray player.
I tell you what, I like boxy things. I don't know, I just like, I like things that are like really symmetrical.
He also likes big butts, and he cannot lie.
I can lie about big butts. Anyway, no, I like squared off consoles. I think they look kind of cool. Like, I like the whole, like, oh, I'm going to put this cool, weird, you know, swipe here and, like, take a little bit of this corner off and make it look all fucking.
Here's one thing
goofy,
that they,
like,
they fucked up on about the design, I think. It's fucking glossy again.
Yeah.
Isn't it, like, half glossy,
it's
half matte?
It's half glossy, half matte. They're like, well, if you want a matte,
like, well, work with the...
Just look at that side. If you want a glossy, look at that
work
side.
Work with the PS2.
Yeah, right?
The PS2 Slims that at the end of the run were half glossy. And you know what happened to those? You look at them and they're scratched all of a sudden.
All of them. You literally can look at it and you can watch the gouge like happen as your eyes
no,
go down.
No, you see a thing of dust in your ear, in the air just go, like rip it apart.
It's like the Wii U. That I think that's my biggest gripe with the Wii U is it's all gloss finish.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fingerprint magnet. It's a dust magnet. Oh,
here's
Matt.
Here's a question
what,
for you guys
like about
before
the,
we.
Yes, man.
Before we skip over, because it was reminded of me, I made my comment that I hate the fucking name. What do you guys think?
Xbox One?
I hate the name.
They should have just went with something else. Because now it's going to make a lot of confusion.
I like the jokes people made of, like, Xbox One? Yeah, it's because they took 359 steps backwards.
Well, yeah, but you know what, though? Here's what I don't understand. The whole reason why they called the Xbox 360 Xbox 360 is because they wanted to not make it seem like they were a generation behind Sony with their console. So now Sony's coming out with the PlayStation 4, and they're going to be like, no, fuck it, we'll just have the Xbox One. Like I don't...
It's because it's the one device that you need for everything. It's
well, yeah, that's great. You
one.
Could... Xbox, like, Unity or something? Like, you could have just came up with another word that would mean that. Like,
they
don't could've. Use a number.
They could have.
Like...
They could have done a lot of things.
You goddamn retards! Like,
could have called it the Revolution.
That would have been so funny if they did that.
Xbox Revo.
And then the whoever's presenting it looks over at somebody from Nintendo and goes,
me!
You're probably going to laugh at this. Have you binged Xbox One?
No.
If you go on to... I don't know if they changed it yet or not, but if you go to Bing and search Xbox One, you just get a whole bunch of pictures of the
original Xbox. Yeah.
And it's giant-ass controller.
Right. So that's
people
another...
People are doing side-by-sides. And if you go to Google and Google Xbox One, you get all the new stuff. So there's something for the Bing commercials.
That's fucking hysterical. But no, that's the thing, too. It's like, okay, Xbox One. You know, I don't know about you guys, but every single time I mention the classic Xbox, I always go, the first Xbox. Xbox One.
Yeah.
That's the... But now I gotta go the classic Xbox, which to me calling something a classic, you know, when did the first Xbox get released? What was like 2000 something?
I think 2000.
So you're really gonna
maybe 2001.
Right. So you're gonna call something a classic just after 10 years?
Or just the original Xbox?
dumb.
I do like the one nickname that has popped up for the Xbox One where people are just calling it X-Bone. X-B-O-N-E.
X-B-O-N-E, yeah.
The X-Bone.
I like that people have just been calling it, like, the X-One.
I don't know. That sounds kind of dorky. I like X-Bone.
It sounds dorky, but it you know, works. It differentiates itself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... all I'm saying is, way to fuck up Microsoft on your name. Whoever gave you that name should be fired.
Yeah.
And whoever agreed on that name should at least be reprimanded.
They should all be punched in the face.
Yeah.
All right, final email from Tim Ecubus of X-Strike Studios. Word. Friends up that way.
X-Strike Studios.
Yes, x-strikestudios.com. Because I like whoring out my friends.
Yeah, whores.
A Rival did the soundtrack for one of their movies.
Oh, word.
Yeah. You should check it out.
I don't know who you're talking about. I've never mentioned...
Who is this A-Rival character?
He's a cool guy. We should play one of his songs later.
Yeah, put another one of his like newer tracks at the end of this episode so I could...
Again?
So I could listen to some... I have an excuse to listen to some dubstep in my car.
You could enter the SML contest and send in your suggestions because included in the prize package will be a handful of CDs including the new Arm Cannon album.
But I can't enter.
Why not?
Can I?
Why the fuck not?
Well, no, because I'm a judge. I'm not going to enter.
Okay.
Then, oh, so you're probably Stephanie, aren't you?
No. You really think I'm that funny?
Yeah, that's true.
Stephanie.
That's true.
Deep down inside.
You think I'm the Stephanie.
He worked on it for like months. Stephanie, if you're listening, we're not trying to have him claim credit as you. However,
I am.
Send in some more shit because yours were funny as hell.
Fine, then I'll be Stephanie. So if Stephanie wins, I'll keep all
Stephanie,
the prizes
you just lost.
For myself.
Stephanie, make sure to send any kind of verification information.
Tits or GTFO.
As Joe's wife sits right next to him.
Ashley.
And he's the one that checks the emails.
Whatever. Tits or GTFO.
Boobs. This has now become the boob cast.
Awesome boobs.
No, we can't have a boob cast.
Boob cast.
So Tim has sent in 5 SML suggestions.
Oh, 5.
My body is ready.
He has sugary meat loin.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Starman's Mighty Legion.
Starman's Mighty... No.
Send it back to DC.
What do you mean? Starman from...
Okay, so it's one word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you... Oh, yeah, you haven't played Earthbound.
No.
Starman is one of the characters.
Oh, okay. Is it? Send it back to Earthbound.
Send it back to Earthbound.
So much love.
Me.
This describes this pretty well. Simple, meaningless life. That is definitely
That's accurate.
No, someone might listen, though, still beats that.
And then I like this one. This one goes well with someone might listen. Super Mega Lame Podcast.
I kind of like that, actually.
That's top three. That's
Super
top three.
Mega Lame Podcast. That is...
Well, yeah, because
very accurate.
Yeah, you know what? But you know what? It would fit, you know, the whole super mega because there were so many games like in the past that were like super blah 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 and mega blah 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 blah, like
super blah blah
super
blah.
Ultra Breakout 364 fucking Ultra Edition
HD Remix
HD Remix
Turbo
Turbo Arcade Edition
Turbo Arcade Edition 2013.
Alright, so...
Battleship, the movie, the movie.
Oh, is that like Street Fighter, the game, the movie, the game?
Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Yeah. Street Fighter, the game, the movie, the game.
Yeah, they made a game.
What a shitty
game. They made a game based off the movie.
Because then,
based off the game.
Didn't we have like a full like cycle of it was like Batman, the comic book, the movie,
yeah,
the game?
Yeah, we like
movie,
broke it down. We tried to find the longest string of these things that actually caused something. And it was like... Street Fighter.
It was Batman,
the movie, the comic book, the game, the novelization. Like, there's this whole fucking string.
Yeah.
Where they.
The
they
album. The soundtrack.
Yeah, it all started as a comic book, but it ends as, like, a horse. Over here. Or something.
Spaceballs, the toilet paper!
Pretty much.
Basically, that's kind of where it was at.
So what's our song for the evening?
Well, we've been wrapping things up with what have you been playing? So Tim,
what
have you
been
playing?
I've been playing a lot of Planet Side again.
Yeah, we played some Planet Side last
they
night,
just,
actually.
Actually, what I was reading on my phone for part of this was there's a discussion. They added a thing called the Lattice Link system, which is a Planet Side 1 system where you have a continent, you're all fighting over this continent. And in Planet Side 1, all of the bases on the continent had lines connecting them. Some of them had like two or four lines connecting them so that they can be attacked from different points. But if you want to capture that facility, you have to have the facility before in that line captured. So everything is sort of like mapped out and like together. And it worked well in Planet Side 1, but in Planet Side 2, they had based it off a hex grid. So everything has like the bigger facility, the more like territory it's sort of controlled in like a hexagonal shape. And what this created was the major facilities were very important and would get fought over. You know, they'd be heavily contested. But let's say me and Huber roll up and we're like, we can't go near that battle. We'll get stopped. Like, we're not in a big enough team to actually turn the tide at all.
Yeah.
We could be like, let's fly west and try to capture some, like, these three territories. And what we could do is we could cut around that main building and disconnect it from the hexagonal grid that connects it to the enemy's territory, which all the bonuses they get from that facility they're defending are effectively nullified.
That's cool.
So that was neat, but they just took the system away. Because
dumb.
Yeah, and they put in the Lattice system for Planet Side 2, which now it's, I mean, it's nice because you're always in an enormous battle, which is, like, awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
But now it means that there's always three front lines. And if your team, like, let's say there's 200 of this faction on and 500 of this faction on, it's a numbers game. The faction with 500 people online wins. So it takes the fun away. Like, we were stuck in a persistent...
Oh, yeah, we were getting fucking stomped last night.
I mean, it was awe-inspiring to see.
Yeah, because there's just people everywhere.
I mean,
but you're just getting overrun because it's like... But like he was saying, there was multiple fronts. Like, before, we could literally go off as a two-man team and be able to accomplish something. Now, you're only forced to go in, like, these couple directions, and you're pretty much just all funneled into this big clusterfuck. So it's kind of like...
Yeah, the entire thing now is join the clusterfuck, have fun. And
yeah.
It's like you get to the clusterfuck, and it's like guys like me and him are like, we can't really attribute
that. So it's now a corridor-based... numbers game.
Well, especially the continent we're playing on, because it was
tactical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking...
The continent we're playing on is like a desert continent with all these canyons, so it's literally like giant corridors where people will get airdropped on the top of the canyons,
and then
they'll
just
sit up there. Snipers will sit up there, guys with rockets will sit up there, and you're trying to move a tank column through, and they're just...
Yeah.
I hate snipers.
Snipers are brutal in this, because they can cloak, too.
Yep. True story.
So what you do is you cloak. You can't shoot when you're cloaked. But you cloak, and I zoom in on Ashley's head, and then I tap a button to decloak fire, and then tap the button to recloak again. So they're only visible for, like, a second.
It's like...
But my problem with this is that, like, the argument that's being presented is people are like, well, as a defender, you could see where they're going to head next, and you can quickly go set up a defense. But the problem that we had last night was we'd fall back and, like, start throwing out tank mines or something, or, like, I would go get my bomber, and we would, like, perch on a hill ready to, like, kind of fly over and start bombing. But as soon as that initial Zerg rush hits the front line, all those defensive options are worn down, and you cannot replace them. It's not like you're going to be able to... It's not like a real war where all of a sudden you have an army push forward, and they can be stopped for, like, you know... a few hours at the minimum.
Yeah.
This is the army pushes up, and they attack, and where they set up their front line, they can respawn and resupply. So it's like, all of a sudden, it's not this wave coming at you that you stop. The wave
it's
is now
stream.
Persistent.
I can't wait to hear
this back. With...
So, I mean, it's kind of like Dark Souls in its way that I had to reference it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dark Souls, it's a game on demand this week on sale on Xbox for $10.
It was $7.50 on PC with all the DLC on Amazon recently.
Yeah, DLC.
E-console kids got to step it up to my level.
Hey, just saying.
But no, I also been playing Battlefield 3 again a little bit. Because I just hadn't played it in a long time. And I know my computer can crush it out now. It used to be able to barely max it out. And that game's a spectacle, too. Like, there's... it's smaller scale than Planetside, but man, I had a helicopter attacking me, and I'm like running, hurtling over stuff, trying to get into a building, and I get into a building, and then you see a jet fly by and like hit it with a rocket, and it comes down. As I'm trying to get into the building, I'm like, oh no! You see it like boop, 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 next to you, and like I dive into the building, and it smashes into the wall. So I like take cover, and it blows open the whole wall. And I'm like, I'm alive. I'm like, oh my god, that was amazing. And that happens.
And then
like,
you get sniped.
No, that doesn't. It's not as bad.
No, trust me. Was it last week? I watched him literally Tom Hanks someone out of a fucking.
Oh yeah,
out of a jet. Because he's fucking. He's standing on the ground. And he takes his rifle. Just boom, just one shot, and the guy dies. That's the pilot. God. And then it just drops out of the sky.
That's the only time I've ever done that. But you have crazy moments like that in Battlefield all the time, which is one of the reasons why I appreciate that game.
Halo birthday party number, so I don't doubt your first person shooter ability.
Dude, you don't even understand how far we go back with Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, this helicopter event though was funny because I'm literally like just trying to run across a hill, and like trying to go over this like massive hill, and there's like a city downwind of the hill. And I go up to the top of this hill, and this helicopter like flies by and sees me and turns around and starts like coming up over the hill at me. And I just see the pilot, and I go, boom! Blow the pilot out of it. You see the helicopter just kind of go down, and I'm like, wow, that worked better than I thought it would. That's never happened.
Did you record that?
No.
Oh, you bitch.
Nah. All
right, Christine, poo-poo.
What have you been playing? Diablo.
Diablo.
I'm surprised.
Obviously.
Although you did man up.
I did. I was playing some Planetside last night.
No, you did man up with Diablo.
I did, yep. I started a hardcore character. He's up to, what, 14, I think?
13 you digged at right before we walked in, I think.
I think it was at 14, actually, before we started. Hardcore wizard. For the people that don't play Diablo, a hardcore means permadeath. So if I die, I lose everything.
Yeah, fuck that. I can't wait for the console version to have a hardcore mode trophy. I just never even attempt it because
I'll get
fuck
it for
that.
You. I'll get it for you.
Okay.
I'll teach you. I'll learn you. I went wizard just to try and be a little bit more defensive. Got to use those frost novas and diamond skin like all the fucking time. I almost died 3 times today. Even on low levels, once you hit an elite pack, jailer, fuck jailers. Because you hit, like, you know, obviously I took wizard so I could be a little bit more, you know, away from the actual battle.
Yeah.
When you're a jailer, it basically locks you in place for a few seconds. So I got jailed, and then the guy comes over and literally like 2 swings, and my health was like down to about like, I don't know, an eighth. And I was
just
like
in my mind, because I could picture you in my mind just frantically clicking. Run.
Dude, I tell you what though, there's no greater rush from a video game than playing any type of game with permadeath, because you will literally be like, oh my god, no, like you will freak the fuck out a lot more often than you would.
I love really watching videos online of people uploading them dying on hardcore modes,
yeah,
and just that stunned silence it happening. And, like, if they're playing with friends, with TeamSpeak on...
And they're just like, oh...
Dude, did that...
Oh, man. Fuck.
He died, bro. He fucking died, bro.
He's like, what happened? What did... And everybody just needs to know, like, well, how did you die? Like, what happened? And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you right now, the one thing that I'm terrified more than fucking anything is Bail. Because I don't know if you've seen the Bail... fight that you have to go into in Diablo. No. At one point, there's basically just a shit ton of poison orbs, like poison meteors that just fall out of the sky, and you only have like a horseshoe-shaped area to run through. And there's literally so much of them. Like I'll show it to you after we cut. But there's just so many meteors that it is very difficult to run through and not get hit.
I'm so tempted to just, when you're like, right after we cut, to just put the song right there. Just, that's the end of the show, right?
It's just permadeath. Boom. Like there.
We died.
Yeah, we died. I'm obviously trying to find some other stuff to play, too, because, you know, since I'm the only person that I know that plays Diablo. Splatterhouse, you know, I borrowed, I don't know if anybody remembers, a couple weeks back, I asked to borrow a game from Joe that would remind me of how the difficulty was on, that would be reminiscent of older games. So I went over his house and I saw, you know, some of his collection, and I'm just like, Splatterhouse. Now, the older Splatterhouse games, depending on how you approached them and depending on how good you were at them, you could die a lot. And, you know, it could be a challenge to a certain degree. So I picked that up and I started playing it. And it, you know, there's, I put it on the hardest difficulty just to try and prove a point for myself. I died a couple of times. However, there was no penalty of doing so. It was like you start back at wherever it was that you just died, and you could die as many fucking times as you want. And I'm just like, I mean, I know that there's difficulty curves that are purposely in place in certain games to make it like that, but I want to find a game that literally right off the bat, the normal game mode, the normal difficulty, or there isn't a difficulty set at all, can be somewhat of a challenge other than Dark Souls, because we've already established that one.
Play it.
Because it's a niche. It's a niched game. It's made that niched way specifically. But, it, you know, it really kind of proved my point of a lot of games nowadays are really kind of, they're soft.
And did you at least enjoy Darkwing Duck cursing you out?
Yes. It was fun. And that was the thing, too. I mean, like, even just the gameplay mechanics and stuff like that, it, you know, it's Splatterhouse. It's supposed to be a beat-em-up. It's supposed to be pretty basic. Some of the things that were, you know, incorporated into it were just completely not necessary. It's like you could literally have a better time playing that game with literally just smashing the X button the entire fucking time. Like, but in certain ways, you literally have to sit and you have to, like, siphon health off of other characters. And because you have to do it, you know, every once in a while, and the way that you have to do it will force you to get in a loop of, okay, I have to siphon to get some health, but while I'm doing that, for the one split second that I have to do it, you're going to keep getting attacked, so your health is just going to go up and then instantly go down as soon as it's done. So it's like, the way that it was implemented is just fucking awful. But yeah, so I'll get that back to you, because I, you know, I will say, the second boss battle that I had to go through, there were like three stages of it, and it was extremely drawn out, because, like, I had to dodge a shit ton of attacks and then run up and then just ting ting, like twice, and then just run around and then ting ting, like, and it took probably about like 20 to 30 minutes. And then there was this shitty ass, like,
I avoid the hardest difficulties, because today games are just, they're artificially hard.
Yes.
More health points, more enemies.
Right, and that's the thing. I want to have a game that's supposed to be challenging just because of the way that it was designed, not because you made it where it's like, okay, this guy's just going to have a million hit points and you get killed in one shot. Like, that's not... Like, that's not what I'm looking for.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore.
So. Right. So, well, whatever. But...
Anything else you're playing?
I'm waiting for Hex. I'm waiting for Hex.
Oh, yeah, Hex is going
to
be...
Hex is going to freaking... They are like less than 100,000 away from their last stretch goal, which will give it tablet support on Android tablets and iPad tablets. I believe there's seven or eight days left on it. Hopefully they'll hit it, because that's just going to be fucking awesome. Like, I cannot wait for this game. I'll never play Magic again. at this point, I'm really like, fuck Soulforge. Because
Soulforge was another game we were looking
forward to. Soulforge I was really excited about until I saw Hex, and then Hex is just like, yeah, we're cooler. So, Hex Kickstarter account, there's a couple days left. Get in on it. I think you minimum like $10 to back it, and you get in on the beta, which is cool.
So you're not playing anything else yet?
Not really. I'm kind of waiting until...
Hex comes out, yes.
I'm waiting until Hex comes out. There are a couple games that are going to be coming out soon that I'm looking forward to. I really want to check out The Last of Us.
Planetary Annihilation. I get to play the alpha on June 7th.
Which is, I believe, the day that the Hex thing is up, maybe?
So I'm really excited for that. That's a... probably the craziest RTS that will ever get made. I think, didn't I show you the video for that?
Possibly.
It's an RTS that takes place on planets, spheres.
I don't know.
I'll show you.
And we played last night. We played Ascension. It's like a weekly
card
thing
game.
Now.
Yeah.
You can get an app of it if you have a.
I'll tell you when he's done talking.
Well, no, I'm just saying because there's a video game version of it on the iTunes store. It's $1. So, and it's pretty much the entire core set for $1. So,
nice.
Pick it up.
I have been juggling a handful of games. Pappy and I are still plugging away once or twice a week on Dead Island Riptide.
Word.
Which, it's Dead Island.
It's Dead Island.
If you've played Dead Island, you know what you're getting into. Fuck your phone! No.
Sorry.
Me and my buddy Jay just started playing Army of Two, Devil's Cartel, two nights ago. It's fun, but it's definitely a step back from 40th Day.
Yeah, unfortunate.
It feels closer to the original Army 2 than it does the 40th Day.
I thought 40th Day was sick.
I love 40th Day so much. It's such a guilty pleasure for me. Dude, fist bump.
Dude, honestly, if you were to sit and play through one of those games with someone, I know you would have fun.
I was with my bro.
Fuck off.
Do either of you plan on playing Devil's Cartel at all?
Maybe when it drops down more. I have to have someone else to play it with. That's not
one. Well, if you get it on 360, I'll bro it up with you. But,
bro.
In the intro mission, I wouldn't call this spoilers because it's the first real mission of the game.
Yeah,
don't spoil it for me.
You and the other, like, Alpha and Bravo team up with Salem and Rios to take care of a mission.
Oh, cool.
And near the end of the mission,
they both die.
Salem drives off in a truck trying to distract people, and the truck gets blown up.
Okay, so one dies.
Well, that's what we're led to believe.
Army of One.
I could see, like, it just telegraphs so much. He can't be dead. Like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
He'll come back later.
Army of the Dead part.
Probably.
Army of the Dead Cartel 3
We didn't get Google far in, but just the way that they left it hanging there, like, they never checked the truck. They never went. It just... He something's going to happen. But
something's
got
to give.
It's an enjoyable game, but it's definitely a step back from the second game.
Yeah.
And then
I saw the way that they were kind of, like, advertising it. Like, what was it? There was those two rappers that are like, oh, you can get their exclusive...
They're
like,
in the game.
They're in the game?
Yeah, they're two... They're a team in Army of Two.
What the fuck?
Like, they're introduced as B.O.B. and Big Boy.
B.O.B. and B.R.B.
Bob. Bab, 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 bab.
I don't know. They were in the demo. You had to save them in the demo. I'm going to assume that's going to be a mission coming up eventually.
Can you let them die and continue?
I don't know. You could get the DLC pack and play as them for only $2.
Hopefully they're there.
$2, whatever.
What do you have?
And I picked up the new Call of Juarez Gunslinger.
Oh, I didn't.
Digital download.
Not the Cartel Part 2.
It is.
More racist edition.
Really freaking cool.
More racist edition.
Dude, the Cartel was, like, offensive. Like, well, I'm white and it was offensive.
This is discussing, like, the character, the first missions of the game is he goes and joins Billy the Kid in a shootout.
Uh-huh.
Billy A Kid, not Billy the Kid.
No, Billy the Kid.
I said and Billy A Kid.
Billy the Kid breaks him out of prison in the second mission. And all the people you kill and everyone that, like, you take out trying to escape, everyone thinks that's Billy the Kid. So you're the reason Billy the Kid was a wanted man. And
it's, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, yeah, almost like an alternate history kind of.
It's definitely not modern-day LA, where you're just taking out every Hispanic possible. It has a more cel-shaded style visuals, which looks great.
Great. Borderlands-ish?
Yeah, Borderlands.
I will say this, I am going to start playing Borderlands 2 again because I got
the new
Psycho pack. Because when we went to PAX, we got a free code for it. So
who's that guy that really wanted to go to PAX that didn't go? Oh, it was you.
You.
Sorry. Next year.
It's not an open world game anymore. It's more mission-based. Go through an area, over, another mission, over. It's really good, really fun. It's 1,200 points, $15, but I'm enjoying it. It's pretty cool.
1,200 micro dollars.
1,200 micro.
Microsoft bucks.
Yeah.
Micro bucks.
Micro. deep.
I'm just kind of surprised that they didn't announce like doing away with that system yet.
I think that's going to happen at E3. It's a big talk that Microsoft
It really comes down to E3, man. Like,
I really, really don't want them to get rid of it, because did you see my Facebook?
Yeah, you got the mad points.
Yeah, Microsoft Store having a stupid-ass sale.
That's not a sign they're going to get rid of the points at all.
But they had a promotional code that was emailed to people that was not one-time use and was not restricted to an account, where you get $10 off 1,200 Microsoft points. So you get $15 in points for $5.
Wow. That's kind
of... I got a shitload of points.
Can you gift some?
No, you can't gift points.
Well, that's some horse shit.
Sorry, poor guy.
I can gift stuff on Steam.
Okay.
Why can't we gift stuff on consoles?
And gift stuff
You can gift stuff on the Wii.
Hey, how about that? Maybe I should pick up a Wii U.
No, not the Wii U. The Wii.
Oh, only on the Wii. You can't do it on the Wii U?
I don't think it's implemented
womp
yet.
Womp womp.
Maybe eventually.
So much womp.
I would hope so.
Yeah, the Wii, you can get
Isn't it like the same fucking store?
No.
So much womp.
Plus, it's womp, all money-based womp, womp, instead womp. Of Wii points.
That would be cool if they did, though. That's the steps a lot of these consoles should be doing.
Yeah.
For real. Because then you could be like, oh, yeah, I just picked up this new game. You should try it out. Here, I'll buy you a copy.
Oh, you're not going to buy Earthbound? I'll buy it for you.
Yeah.
And then I'm playing a shitload of Windows Phone games. Because I got 20...
Oh, Tetris... what is it? Tetris...
Tetris Blitz. I was just playing. I just played three rounds.
I can't play Tetris on a phone.
Oh, no. Tetris Blitz is different.
Sir.
So different, you don't even understand.
I'll try it afterwards.
No, we're going to try it right now. Well, I don't have any of my power-ups, because I'm cheap and don't want to spend money on it.
All right, so 2 minutes on the clock.
Wait, we got to get that sweet remix music going. Yeah. I wish the viewers could see this. Boom. You can rotate them too, but I'm too lazy to. So I just do my best like this.
Basically, what he's doing is he goes through and it'll give you three. Tetris. Yeah, it's Tetris, but it gives you like every single time one comes up, it'll give you three or four. I guess suggested places to put it. So the point is to try and rip through it as fast as possible because you're on a limit of 2 minutes. But there's a lot of crazy power-ups. The cascade thing is really neat.
That's what's happening right now. Mad points.
Mad money. But there's some really cool power-ups. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that it tries to get you to pay for, but it is completely free if you...
Great placement on that green
bridge. Yeah, that was poor choice. I'll recover.
Hopefully.
But do you like calling people...
Faggot. Oh, that was bad.
Oh, too. That was great.
Yeah.
It's because I don't have any of the power-ups right now. I'm just trying to...
Oh, you're a champion.
Why don't you just pile it all up to the top because it just automatically just...
I know. I found out you can hold blocks, too. I found that out this morning.
Tap on the hold icon.
Yeah, and it'll go boop. Which is good times. See, the power-ups make it a lot crazier because then... You'll get to shift the blocks a lot more, so the system ends up being much more intuitive.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, the remix music on it is kind of...
Catchy?
It's very catchy, actually.
Oh, I fucked up. I fucked up hard.
Oh no.
Give me that one. Do it.
Do it.
Blocks everywhere.
That's what I do at a certain point, just drop blocks everywhere.
Well, now, because... There, now time's up. And it gives me the last hurrah, which means I get mad points, because I had a lot of blocks there.
Yep. That's how you do it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's fun as shit.
It's very fun.
It's 2 minutes of your time, sir. It's two minutes of your time.
And it's great for me, because when I stand outside to go and have a cigarette, I can get two games in, and then just come back inside.
All right, so Huber and I were competing for a highest score, right?
Okay.
And he got...
He showed me the game
he
yesterday.
He got me like 300,000 points, and then I had like 300,000 something. He goes up to 404,000, and I'm like, oh shit, then I crush him, 494,000. Then Piccolotti plays it for the first time.
Wow.
That's Italian medium. He plays it for the first
almost
time.
Almost a million.
I'm like, shut the fuck. He does this with mobile games. He's like,
dude, him with Ruzzle, like, he is a monster at Ruzzle.
Ruzzle, he was at like 100 words a second or something. Fucking
yeah.
Candy Crush, he's like level 80. It's ridiculous.
He just sits and plays. See, that's the thing too. Mobile games, it's a market.
All right, we're at an hour and a half long podcast here already.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, so we gotta.
I wonder if that's on Windows Phone.
Probably not.
Tetris
Blitz.
Let's see here. Nah, they just have normal ass Tetris.
Well, that sucks.
You can get practice on.
I still have my iPhone at home. So
which iPhone did you have?
In a deck. Huh?
Which iPhone did you
have? 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
All right, what song are we doing? Ghostbusters.
I think I'm just
going
to...
It's on.
No.
No.
Just going to do a handful of songs from Ale Sean, my buddy Sean Stone.
Okay.
He's awesome. He's been doing guitar video game remixes for years on end. He's actually... His song, Terra in Black, is what introduced me to the whole scene to begin with.
Well, you play that one?
Inspiration?
Yeah, I'll play that one, and then some other stuff. And then I'll probably do another A-Rival song.
So we can have some love wub at the end of it?
I think that's going to be the running theme.
Yeah, we have to have at least one
A-Rival. The wub theme.
One, at least one wub song at the end of each podcast.
Maybe I'll do Break Your Neck.
Breaking Neck.
No, it's a cover.
But it's good.
So?
He did it live in Philly, dude.
Oh. I probably would have liked...
It has wubs in it.
But I want, like, wub, like, the whole time.
Have you heard...
I want nothing but wub wubs.
Have you heard the new mix of Breaking Neck?
All right, everybody, we love
you. I'm familiar
we're
going to
keep
with...
this conversation going, but you
hey,
can't...
Hey,
do
hey,
it.
Huber,
no,
no, no.
Huber,
so, no,
Huber,
I'm,
Huber.
I'm...
Yeah. 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 You see, the only thing you need to do right here is nod your fucking head.
Might be good.